to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Emergence, a game of teamwork and deception. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game with me. See, I'm not sure, like, on Skype it says William, but in your email it says Billy, so who should I call you as?
See, that's part of the deception already.
I know, right? I don't even know what to do. So I have William / Billy with me. How's it going today?
Good, I'm doing well, Barry. Call me Billy. I guess that will be my AI name.
Sounds good.
And I'm happy to join you. It's an awesome show, and I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your guys' company, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Billy Shang, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. And our company, Liminal Games, is actually a group of high school friends. And we started meeting every Tuesday because we wanted to see each other more on a more consistent basis. And we played a lot of board games. And so we were thinking, hey, why not just come together every Tuesday, do something productive, and see what we can make out of this project. So we gave ourselves a deadline, and we put our project on Kickstarter. And it did surprisingly well, so far so good, and we're crossing our fingers to hope that our first production is a good one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, you are doing extremely well, because as we're recording right now, you guys still have about 20 days left to go on the Kickstarter, and you guys are like 300% funded, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a shock to us, too. I think we were, nobody thought that it would get funded this quickly. So we've been scrambling nights during our times off at work to kind of respond to comments, fill in more stretch goals, and kind of just generate more content.
Definitely. Well, and I just think that's really awesome that you got together with your friends and you're just like, hey, we like gaming. Let's do something. And that's how it came about. I love that. I have a group of gaming friends, but then I moved away, and so now I'm kind of like in limbo right now. So.
That could have been you. I'm telling you that.
I know, right? But no, it's so that's really awesome, and it's a great story. And obviously, having friends working on the project together, you can have a really good time doing it as well. And so that's pretty cool. So let's jump into the Kickstarter Emergence. So why don't you tell the listeners what it is and what they can expect when they play this game?
Yeah, absolutely. So Emergence is a game of teamwork and deception. So similar to deduction games like Avalon or Mafia or The Resistance, secret identity is a big part of the game. But the reason why we really like Emergence is because there's a more strategic element to it. So just because you might be really persuasive, talk really loud, and convince people to vote with you doesn't necessarily mean you will win, because each individual's strategic move matters on the board. So you have a board, you have agents, you're moving around the board, you're collecting resources, you're turning in those knowledge tokens, and you have access to a lot of different abilities and roles. So not only is persuasion important, but you also have to strategically figure out and eliminate your enemies while also scoring points.
I like that, because it's maybe hard to believe, but I'm a loud and boisterous person, and trying to persuade people to my side, and you know, it could be a little bit easier because I'm louder than everyone else. But so that's nice to know that there's other mechanics to the game where, yeah, it's good to be persuasive, but there's other things involved that could, you know, thwart you in the end.
Exactly. I think the big thing is, like, hey, if you're a quiet player who likes deception games, instead of just trying to out-boister someone else or out-talk someone else, like, just let your moves do the talking.
Definitely. And it's cool. And one of the things that you guys talk about is that it's easy system to learn.
Absolutely. So we feel like our friends love gateway games. We have a lot of people who just played Catan or just played Ticket to Ride.
That's right. The classic gateway
exactly.
games to game boarding.
It's
funny that you mentioned that. I had some people over at my house, and they're like, so, you know, what games do you have? Do you play Monopoly and stuff like that? I'm like, oh, I'm so sad for you. And I was just like, not that Monopoly's bad. I know there's people out there that love Monopoly, and it's still around and everything. But it's like, that was the old, like, typical game that everyone has to play. But now, like, the typical game that everyone has to play is Catan.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's funny because we call it the gateway game and gateway drug, just like in Seattle, how weed is getting more and more socially acceptable. Like, everybody is, like, talking about it really openly. While, like, 10, 20 years ago, like, nobody would really talk about it. It's kind of taboo. It was the same as, like, board games. People were like, what are you doing? You're playing board games? Like, what's wrong with
people
you?
People don't play board games.
And then now it's like, hey, like, all these bros, all my buddies are like, hey, like, have you heard of Catan? Like, man, it's such a fun game. Like, let's go play it.
Well, yeah. And then now you have, like, tabletop cafes opening up everywhere and everything. So it's a happening thing, and people are jumping on board with it.
Exactly, exactly. And I think there's plenty of room on the bandwagon. So for Emergence, it's exactly that. It's a gateway game where it's not very heavy. We feel like anyone can pick it up. And the whole aspect of your moves is we keep the moves simple. So on your turn, so we'll have a group phase where everybody votes and pre-programs their action. So they'll choose between six actions. Like collect, steal, kill, extra move, replenish, and everybody will pre-select and choose their roles at the same time. So they'll put their augment token down at the same time. And then on each individual person's turn, they will move one space, that's free, and then take that action. So that's just pretty much the turn order. It's really simple. Everybody chooses the roles at once. And then they just take a turn.
Awesome. Well, and I noticed, like, I just had a question because I actually played a game and this topic came up. So you say that it's 14 plus that's the age that you're kind of going for. So is that primarily because of just, you know, learning how to play the game, or is there, like, more adult content involved in the game? How does that come about?
Purely a 100% a manufacturer decision. If you don't write 14 plus on your game and you're shipping to Europe, they're actually going to require you to do some more testing. So a lot of 14.
See, I didn't know that.
Ooh, yeah, so a lot of the reasons why it says 14 plus is because we don't want EU to add those extra like testing costs.
Barriers and walls to get the game to people.
Exactly, exactly.
Gotcha. Oh, I that's smart. You know, work the system, right?
Yeah. And I guess, yeah, for us, I think deception involves a certain type of age, too. I think people love it from a certain age up, but I also remember just being younger and not really understanding, like, being accused of something I wasn't doing, and it kind of threw me off.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of like my family rule growing up was that you couldn't play Dungeons and Dragons until you were at least 12 years old, because you needed to be able to separate fantasy from reality.
And you just had you were just thinking the entire time, like, just, yeah.
And you make a good point. Like, a younger age person may not understand that when I'm attacking you, or, you know, attacking what you're saying, is not that I'm mad at you, or, you know, that I don't like you. It's just that's the game.
Exactly,
you know, that we're just playing the game. And so, yeah, we don't want little people to have their feelings hurt,
sure. And if they do, I guess that's all the good for them. So they learn quicker and be better at deception at a younger age.
There you go. Let's train them young.
Yeah.
So as we said, the Kickstarter is successfully funded. So once again, congratulations on that. And that's super awesome. So we know the game is going to happen and you guys have reached some stretch goals. So when is the schedule, and when do you hope to have the game out to backers? And do you guys plan on bringing it to retail?
Yeah, so absolutely great questions. To answer the first one, so we have a lot of really cool stretch goals that have really begun to kind of meet our visions and our kind of our expectations we had for the game in terms of design, because we get to do custom trays, we get to do custom hexes that are Kickstarter exclusive, and for us, we really don't feel like we're not making a push to put this on Amazon, just distribute like 10,000 copies. So for us, like, we're only initially planning to do one print, which is the Kickstarter print. In terms of our timelines, in schedule. By April, our Kickstarter will be closing up, and by May, we'll have it in production. And so our production factory is either going to be Panda GM, which is one of the industry standards, or Wingo, and they're a close second. So we're still trying to work with them on their pricing. And our game is going to be shipped after that, and we're giving it a long leeway because I think the number one thing that that Kickstarter backers dislike is if it's late or...
Yeah,
and so we definitely don't want that to happen. And for us, we're really pushing hard on hitting those deadlines, and we're confident we are, just because we're handling a lot of this ourselves. I speak Chinese, so when I'm working with the manufacturer directly, I feel like there's not a huge communication barrier.
That's always good.
Yeah, so that does help a lot. And in terms of shipping, we've got all our shipping lined up. I think the one thing that's keeping us from 100% go-go is we're getting a lot of Australian backers, and we didn't initially think about or want to ship to Australia because it was so expensive. So we're still trying to figure that aspect out. So we have a sign-up for Australian backers.
Gotcha. So, yeah, pay a little bit extra for that shipping, and we'll get it to
exactly,
you.
Exactly, exactly. So September is the arrival month of which we believe you'll receive your games, and I'm confident that you will too.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. And once again, one of the big reasons that you're on the show is because I think the game looks awesome and you guys put a lot of great work into it. And I definitely think this is something that people should check out. So, like I said, we're 20 days left to go on the campaign as we're recording today. So, people will still have plenty of time to go check out the Kickstarter when they're listening to this. And Billy, thanks for so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know that having a Kickstarter can be crazy busy, and we appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I enjoyed being on the show. And I think it's podcasters like you, or even small bloggers or big bloggers that really make this tabletop gaming community really thrive, especially in the last couple of years. I think you see this huge revitalization into like mainstream gaming that, hey, tabletop games are fun. There's so many video games all the time, and there's bars and things like that, but having a weekend where you're just enjoying board games with your buddies is becoming a huge activity that people want to do.
Exactly. So why don't you tell listeners maybe where they can find out more about Liminal Games and more about Emergence?
Yeah, so if you just click on Kickstarter and hit games, I think we are on the front page right now. If not, we might be...
Which is always good.
Yeah, which is always good. And then maybe under latest projects, popular, you'll probably see our game. And if you're super interested in more details, feel free to visit our website, emergenceboardgame.com, or look us up on Facebook. We pride ourselves on responding to messages in a timely manner, and we're always happy to chat. And if you're looking to develop your own board game, then we would love to give you some feedback, show you how we did it, and see if that helps.
That's great. That's awesome. That's a really great offer, and people should definitely jump on that as well. And, of course, we'll have links in the show notes, so easy access for everybody. So, Billy, once again, thank you for your time, and good luck on the project and any other future projects that you'll have.
Thanks, Barry, and I hope you stay in touch.
Definitely. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.